Palestinian officials say two Israeli missiles were fired at a building in the West Bank town of Nablus, killing eight people, including two children. The building housed the offices of the militant Hamas movement. Today's incident follows the deaths of six members of Yasser Arafat's Fatah organization. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has ordered these attacks, described by the Palestinians as assassination. But many in Israel think Sharon should be doing more to end the Palestinian uprising. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Ariel Sharon has long been seen as one of Israel's toughest hawks. He was the architect of Israel's invasion of Lebanon in 1982 and was a vocal critic of the peace process with the Palestinians. Now he's variously described as soft on the Palestinians, afraid of the Americans, and acquiescing to international pressure. As Israeli-Palestinian violence grinds on day after day, Sharon is facing increasing calls from the right wing of his party and the Israeli public to do more to stop the attacks. In May, after a Palestinian suicide bomber killed five Israelis at a mall, Sharon launched an F-16 airstrike on Palestinian police headquarters in Nablus. But since then, the prime minister has switched to a policy of what Israel calls targeted killings and Palestinians call assassinations. He's also tightened a closure on the West Bank and Gaza Strip, making it harder for Palestinians to enter Israel. Knesset member Michael Kleiner, a former member of Sharon's Likud party, who broke off and started his own harder line party, says the great warrior Sharon has gone soft in his old age.
In this part of the world, restraints is interpreted as weakness. And the signal we are signaling toward our neighbors is weakness, and it's only increasing their aggressiveness. And everyone in this country sees this except of the government.
Kleiner says Israel should have reoccupied the West Bank and Gaza as soon as the violence began 10 months ago.
The immediate answer already last September should have been going into the lands we gave the autonomy, and sending back Arafat and his terrorists to the places they came from, taking the guns and the ammunition which we gave them.
But polls show the majority of Israelis support Sharon in what he calls his policy of restraint. Chaim Shibi, the parliamentary reporter for Israel's largest circulation daily, Ydiot Achronot, says Sharon is behaving like a statesman.
As long as Sharon continued to be the father figure, the one who is tough enough, yet not reckless, he can continue to wage what he calls a guerrilla war against terror without pulling the region into a total all-out war, which no one wants, including Sharon himself.
But in recent weeks, the Israeli army has formulated a plan to reoccupy Palestinian-controlled areas of the West Bank and Gaza. Foreign Report, a weekly intelligence newsletter published in London, said the plan anticipates 100 Israeli casualties and 1,000 Palestinian casualties. Michael Oren, a historian at the Shalem Center in Jerusalem, says a reinvasion of the territories could have implications throughout the Middle East.
Once you embark on a military initiative, you never quite know how it's going to end up. Region gets shaken, leaders and regimes and monarchies can fall. You never know.
Most Israeli analysts say a reoccupation of those parts of the West Bank and Gaza under Palestinian control is not a viable option for Sharon or for any other Israeli prime minister. Hirsch Goodman is a senior fellow at the Jaffe Center for Strategic Studies.
It's going to be urban fighting. It's going to be house to house, man to man, gun to gun. There'll be heavy Israeli casualties, and there'll be very, very heavy Palestinian casualties, and probably very heavy Palestinian civilian casualties. And I think it will do incredible damage to Israel's international relations, including our relations with the United States of America.
Yet as the violence continues, the public is losing patience. Hirsch Goodman says one large-scale terrorist attack could tip the balance.
This is a very, very explosive situation. If, God forbid, the bomb that was parked under a building in Jerusalem last night would have gone off and an eight-story building would have been destroyed and there would have been 50, 60, 70, 100 Israeli deaths, Sharon would have had to react.
Israeli analysts say Yasser Arafat may be trying to provoke a large-scale Israeli response. They say Arafat hopes that resulting international pressure on Israel could help him achieve his goal of a Palestinian state in all of the West Bank, Gaza Strip, and East Jerusalem. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.